It's called Subsistence 3, or the third major revision to subsistence halibut rules since the beginning of federal management of the subsistence fishery in 2003. I and 10,000 other residents of rural qualified coastal communities in Alaska hold the ubiquitous yellow subsistence halibut registration certificate known as a shark card. The shark card allowed us to run halibut setline gear in Sitka Sound for subsistence purposes with up to 30 hooks and retain 10 halibut per day. That is now the winter-only rule under Subsistence 3. In summer, when most people go fishing, shark holders in Sitka can run only 15 hooks and keep 5 halibut a day. Personally, I'm not too bothered by this. I never caught anywhere close to the previous 10-fish daily limit of halibut, and if I did, that would end my family's halibut season. Even in the native community, where the halibut harvest has profound cultural significance, Harvey Kitka believes no one will be feeling the pinch.
Granted, other places have 20 fish per day, and realistically, nobody gets that. Realistically, if they get 5 to 10 fish, that is doing something. I believe that these regulations and the way that it's written, I think it'll be fine. I think people will get by with it.
The 20 fish a day limit Kitka mentions applies to most southeast waters except Sitka Sound. In the world of subsistence halibut fishing, Sitka, Petersburg, and Kodiak are the big three. Petersburg won't see any additional gear restrictions under Subsistence 3. In Kodiak's Chiniak Bay, the hook limit per vessel is now limited to no more than 2 times the per-person limit of 30, or, in other words, 60 hooks, even if there are more than 2 shark holders on board. That's a 30% reduction from previous regulations. Ceremonial and educational harvest permits retain fairly liberal bag limits, 25 fish a day in most circumstances. The $400 customary trade allowance has also been eliminated in favor of a straight reimbursement for shark holders exchanging fish for cash within the same community. The amount of subsistence halibut taken is substantial, almost 600,000 pounds in 2006 in Southeast, almost 400,000 pounds the same year in South Central, with about 150,000 pounds in the Aleutians and Bering Sea. All told, it was about 1.5% of the total halibut removals from the Gulf that year. Jay Ginter, the Chief of Regulatory Operations for NOAA Fisheries in Juneau, says the harvest restrictions in Subsistence 3 were contemplated years ago and are not connected to the reductions in the commercial catch proposed recently by the International Pacific Halibut Commission. NOAA takes its regulatory cues from the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Still, Ginter says it's possible that a drastic downturn in halibut abundance could prompt the Secretary of Commerce to impose further restrictions on subsistence fishing to protect stocks.
The council does allocation and the commission does biological conservation. But the line is not a bright line between them. I mean, it's very difficult to say that a biological conservation rule does not have any allocative effects, and it's very difficult to say that a rule that was developed for allocation doesn't have any biological effects.
With only 4 survey years of data available, there's no certain trend in the subsistence halibut harvest. Data from 2007 subsistence fishing will be presented to the North Pacific Council at its meeting later this month. The International Pacific Halibut Commission is expected to release its final abundance estimates for next season at about the same time. Harvey Kitka is not optimistic that halibut numbers will turn around. Kitka sits on both the Alaska Native Subsistence Halibut Working Group, which advises NOAA on regulatory issues, and the Southeast Alaska Regional Subsistence Advisory Council. Kitka says there is living memory of halibut harvests along Sitka's waterfront that have not been factored into the data.
In my dad's time growing up here, there was tremendous halibut that used to come in with the herring in February, and they never used to have to go out of the channel. They'd jig halibut from here to Halibut Point, and they cleaned halibut on Halibut Point Beach by the river, and they claimed that that whole beach would be covered with halibut with the bellies up. They'd look like white diamonds all over the beach.
Kitka's father, Herman Kitka Sr., still lives in Sitka, where he is head of the Kagwantan clan. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.